The Little Black Book.
The Little Black Book has been going in great fashion for the last few months, and hopefully we can keep that going. Just three additions to it this week, coming out of Bendigo Meeting, which was the Melton meeting transferred across to Bendigo. Race number three, we have Changeover Girl, who won a really good third. She's a lightly rated mare in the Rebecca Bartley stable. She'll find a race a lot easier than this one any time coming forward, and I think she'll be winning very soon. She went around at $26 Saturday night, so hopefully we can find a bit of value with her. Out of race four, we found Ebony's Avenger, almost got the money for us at $81. She's been in the black book quite a few times and has made her way back into it again after a terrific effort. And race seven, we take out the winner, Sebastian's Boy. We may not be finding value with this horse going forward, but I think he's one that we can use as a lock for quite a few of our $200 game plans. Looking forward, the Charlton Cup is coming up on Sunday the 17th. This is our great time of year with all the country cups happening around the state. So as we said, we've got the Horsham Cup on this afternoon. That one, because they had an early start, is coming up soon. I'll just bring up the time for that. So 2:18 p.m. today is the weekly advertiser Horsham Pacing Cup. And before that, at 1:43 is the Trotters Cup. So that's looking at today. Then Sunday the 17th is the Charlton Cup. As Tim O'Connor mentioned, the big punt-off happens on that day. The following Sunday, they go further north. We head up to Oyen for the Oyen Pacing Cup. It'll be a terrific meeting up there. A lot of the people up at the Mallee enjoy that day out. And then after that, they go further up to Mildura for the Mildura Pacing Cup. It's always a great weekend up there. Saturday, April 6th will be that race. So, certainly pen that one in. If you don't have anything on that weekend, make your way up to Mildura.